Really quick, I don't know if they're going to hear this, but shout out to your friends who are twerking.
Oh, God!
Welcome to In and Out of Character, a role players podcast, where I, your host, Mr. Island, go around to talk to role players from all around the world doing all sorts of things because I really like role playing. Today I got to talk to somebody in the VR roleplay space. Their name is Raystar. They have their own channel, which I'll be happy to link everything down below. They do a lot of streaming, a lot of virtual reality roleplaying, and they talk to me about how it brings them a sense of freedom and diversity compared to other forms of roleplaying. We talked about how to get into VR roleplaying because I've never been a part of it. They talked to me about how they got to streaming and how they handle burnout, and they also talked to me a lot about VR roleplay culture. Before we get into it entirely, if you do not mind, if you're listening to this and you like this, please share it. That would be wonderful for me, and it would really help a lot. If you don't want to share it around, if you wouldn't mind just on the podcaster where you're listening to this for, if you wouldn't mind giving it like a rating and giving me your honest feedback, or just coming into the Discord and talking to me about it and letting me know how you feel about it, that would be so tremendously helpful because I really want to grow this and do justice by the people I'm interviewing and talking to. And I'm not going to be able to get that point, I feel, if I don't get honest feedback. You know what I mean? Anyways, thank you so much for listening and let's go ahead and get into it.
It's so cool seeing you run around in VR. And
yeah.
If this gets into what listeners, I am looking at I'm looking at my friend here's stream and being able to like look around and see inside the world. It's cool. It's almost like MMO-ish, but it's from like a really unique sort of first person kind of ish view. I don't know.
Like I said, if you want me to, I have a camera here. Mm-hmm. And that's actually how I can move the camera around like this. So if you want to see, like, this is where I am right now.
Look at that. Big fish.
Oh, big fish. That's a big fish. And yes, obviously we do use this map this is one of the locations that we use for our RP.
Mm-hmm.
The Fractured Realm. Mm-hmm. This is like supposed to be a location for the gods to meet up and stuff. A neutral grounds, I suppose you could call it.
Yeah, that's so cool. This is so super, super, super cool. Yay. I've always been so curious. If you don't mind me just kind of jumping into it.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
How did you get into role-playing?
That's an interesting question, because I technically had tried getting into text RP before I got into the VR stuff. Mm-hmm. I tried it once. I didn't work out because, long story short, my character was supposed to be connected to another character that was existing in the story. I was supposed to be a bodyguard for the king. Mm-hmm. And yet there were some actions that I was called out for that I apparently couldn't take. And I was like, okay, you know what? Fine. Even though I personally don't think it makes sense, because I should be here right by their side. I know this character. I should notice this. But apparently I wasn't allowed to. Okay. But then later on, another character who has no connections and was farther away was able to call it out. And they never got called out for it like I did. So I was like, okay, this just seems like it'd be too stressful. Because this is literally my first session. And what the heck, you know? Because I always think when you're trying to tell a story, especially in role play, it needs to make sense.
Yeah.
And that was one of those, like my first introduction to it, I was like, that doesn't seem to make sense. Okay, I don't think it's for me. But then, cue a few years later, I've been in VR chat for a few years now. Mm-hmm. And my best friend at the time, he was starting to get into role play. He had invited me and the rest of his our friends at the time multiple times to join him. At first, I was hesitant because of what happened in the past. I was like, not for me. It just doesn't seem like it seems too stressful and not enough fun if that's all it's going to be. But eventually, yeah. I was like, he was like, explained to me, he's like, hey, look, there's a casual, like a social that you could join. You don't have to worry about any of that kind of stuff with characters, like with, you know, story and all that jazz. It's just a social where you get to hang out in character, do wacky shenanigans. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'm down for some wacky, woohoo, funny shenanigans. I'm always down for that. And that was when I made my first character, which is actually the character you see right now on screen. Mm-hmm. And I just had so much fun because I just kind of got to play her the way I wanted to play her. It was fun, and I got to be silly, and I never got called out for, oh, you can't do this, when I should have been able to do it, you know, this and that. So yeah, I just had such a fun time that I was like, you know what? I want to do this again. And I kind of just kept coming back to socials, and then eventually I got invited to partake in this story that was going on, and I actually got to see what you can do with a story. Like, when you're actually telling a story with RP, I got to experience it, see, like, and it was just so amazing what I was witnessing. I was like, you know what? I think I want to give this another chance because this just seems like it's so much fun. And here I am about, like, 5 years later.
That's fine. I'm glad that I had a good turnabout because, like, it does suck when you're doing something and you, like, someone, like, you're just like, hey, remember, and then someone else does the same thing, and they get praised for it. And you're like, what the fuck?
Exactly. Like, I was like, what the fuck? Like,
it's like being at a party, saying a joke, no one responding, someone else saying the same fucking joke, and everyone laughing, and you're like, wow, I think I might start punching people in a minute. What the
fuck? Exactly. Like, because the way it was supposed to be, it was like a group of pirates, right? Uh-huh, that's what the others were. And I don't know how, because obviously I literally just did the one session with them, but they somehow had a king on their ship. And I was supposed to be introduced as this king's bodyguard. Mm-hmm. Like, I was their right-hand man, essentially. And, you know, we had this Kraken shit that was going on, like, attacking the ship, but he was never being touched. He was not being attacked at all. And I had literally stated before that I would stay right by his side because he's the only person I know. And I was saying, oh, well, okay, I would notice this because I'm literally right next to him, you know?
Right.
But when I said that, the DM messaged me, like, a private DM. I was like, hey, so actually I can't have you notice that. And I was like, oh, I mean, I thought I was next to him because that's my job as the bodyguard, but okay. So it's like, okay, I had to erase that response and then replace it with, okay, I guess somehow I, you know, got some distance. Maybe I got separated in the chaos, right? And I didn't realize that I had been separated because I was fighting the Kraken. Only for one of the pirates, one of the more antagonistic pirates, mind you, the ones that didn't trust him, to call that same thing out, where it's like, hey, he's not being attacked. The same thing I called out. They just went with them. Like, what is this?
You know what this sounds like? This sounds like someone made a deal with the DM to be, like, to have, like, the spotlight shown on them or some shit like that.
I don't want to say that because the person who called it out, I'm still really good friends. I'm still pretty good friends with them. Like, they were, they were younger. Like, they, because this was like a group of friends I made online. Okay. And this was one of the younger members, but they were really sweet. So I know it didn't have to do with the deal or anything. I think it was just the DM.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was being the issue. Maybe it was just favoritism, or maybe, I don't know.
I get what you're saying. I understand. Like, it just doesn't feel right.
Yeah, but I'm not going to blame the player.
Okay, fine, player. You're off the hook. I was about to go after you.
Yeah. No, Lil, I got you. No worries. You're good, Pookie. I love you, Lil.
So how did you, like, what was your interest into getting into, like, VR roleplay? Like, what you, because there's, like, a lot of roleplaying you could be doing out in the world. Like, I primarily roleplay in MMOs, like Elder Scrolls Online.
Yeah.
And, like, I could go off and do forum roleplay or Discord roleplay, but I choose to do this one avenue. So, like, what drew you to VR roleplay?
I suppose it boils down to immersion. Immersion, and also I think there's freedom, a lot more freedom in something like this versus doing like text RP or like, you know, RP in a VC or even stuff like in MMOs. Because the thing with VR, and I'll say specifically VR chat, I'm just going to say specifically VR chat is here, actually, let me, you probably can't see it right now. So let me see if I could turn off my camera for just a second. Yeah, so this is my point of view, right? And I want to show this.
For my listeners, she's showing me her point of view and let me look around.
Yeah, I at least wanted to show, like, there's a lot of freedom when it comes to VR. For example, there's all kinds of maps that you can choose from and look for that you could do RP in, right? Like, all, and these are all made by people, by the way, like other players just like me, just way talented, like very talented, obviously. Another thing with freedom is having the freedom to create your characters. Like, I made this model. And I made all these models. You know, like, that's not even all of it. There you go. There's like more here. Like, I'll show you, this is like one of my more creative ones recently. It's an Eldritch. Character. But
oh, look at the head.
Yeah, thank you. I even have like different toggles for screens, like
I like that.
You know,
oh man, this is for my audio only podcast. No one's gonna understand what I'm laughing at. I'm gonna have to like show pictures.
Yeah, you, if you want, I could we could definitely take pictures later. I got you, just let
hell
me know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there's a lot of freedom because there's all kinds of worlds that you can search for and choose from, like to do all kinds of scenes. If you know how to 3D model, you can, again, make worlds, but you could also make characters however you want them to be, whether you're making them custom from scratch or you can find assets online and then kind of Frankenstein your way through to making a character. That's what I usually do. But it's more than that. It's also the fact of, it's more immersive. You get to actually be the character and do these like actions. You get to see these settings. Like, it's just a lot more immersive, in my opinion, but without having to go outside into the real world, you know, like and do LARPing. It's like LARPing, but in VR. So you get to do it from the safety of your home and from the comfort of your home. And you have all kinds of options that you can do, and you can play all kinds of characters that you can create. Like, it's near limitless what you can and can't do when it comes to
VR. Be honest, you're definitely selling it for me. Like, it sounds like a lot of fun, but like, I'm so afraid. I don't like the sound of my voice.
Oh, me neither.
I don't know why I do. The only reason why I even do this podcast is just because it gives me a reason to, like, get in contact with people like you and talk about this.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm with you. I usually don't like my voice either, I'll be honest. At least not when it, not unless I'm doing stuff like singing and shit, because I do like to sing, I will be honest. It's just, like, it's one of those things where, like, say, for example, I look back at my old VODs. And I hate hearing my voice because I will admit if I like, you know, I've learned a lot in the last 5 years of doing RP and I was very cringy back then.
I mean, weren't we all when we first started, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, it was very cringy back then. But over time, you kind of just like get into the you kind of grow more comfortable, more you adjust more. With your voice and your character and whatnot. And you even get to experiment with new voices. Like, without doing this RP, I wouldn't have been able to learn all the voices that I currently do for my characters. Including more, I'm trying to do more masculine voices now. Because I have male characters I play. Even though I'm a girl. But yeah, I think one of my favorite voices I do currently, for example, would be a... But yeah, you kind of just get to experiment with all kinds of voices. For example, this is Katrina Wasserman, a mad scientist, and I do a Germanic sort of accent for her.
Which, fun.
Yeah, it is a very fun time.
If you don't mind me asking, really quick, like, what do you need to... Because you're the very first VR role player I have ever spoken to. And How
Which I'm honored.
Yeah, you're my entrance to all of this. If I were to want to get into it like myself, like what are all the equipment that I need? Because you need a lot of equipment for this, right?
I think here's okay, when it comes to that, it really just depends on where exactly you want to go. Cause and I had a feeling you're gonna ask about this. Cause technically, and I'm gonna say this because I imagine you probably don't know. You don't need VR to play VR chat. I want to say this right. Yeah, you do not need VR to play VR chat. You can play with just your computer, desktop.
I had no idea.
Yeah, no, you don't. You like, I know it's crazy because it's called VR chat. But yeah, no, despite the name, you do not need VR to play VR chat. So technically, you do not need VR to role play. Now, there are some RPs out there that do make that a requirement because of immersion, especially when it comes to stuff like combat. However, not all role plays are like this. Like, for example, the one I'm partaking with my friends, the Fractured Realm, we do not make, like, you do not need VR to partake in our role play. We've had plenty, we've had friends who started off on desktop and now they've worked their way up, but that's because they wanted to, you know?
So would you prefer, you yourself, do you prefer to role play with like people who have the headset and the, I guess their controllers? Or do you prefer it with people who just do computer or desktop?
I don't really have a preference because like I've RP'd with like both and I've never really had issues either way because like say if you're doing desktop, right? You don't have like the arms or the legs. That's when you would go more to describing your actions, right? Like describing what you are doing, which to be fair, that's kind of how we do our combats and stuff sometimes in the role play anyway. So it doesn't really change too much on my end, in all honesty. So I don't really, I wouldn't say I really have a preference per se.
That's really cool. So you can create like all sorts of worlds. So you're not stuck in any particular genre because like no matter what in Elder Scrolls Online, if I go to role play in Elder Scrolls Online, I'm going to be stuck in its genre, right? Like it doesn't change. It'll never actually change besides for like, you know, if you want a romantic scene or an action scene or whatever, you know, that sort of stuff. But like I'm always stuck to this world's fantasy, and I guess you're not at all, like in any capacity.
Oh, absolutely not. I am not limited to just like say a fantasy setting at all. Like I could go, we've done RP in places like there's been high tech, like cyberpunk-esque cities. We've done obviously fantasy scenarios, just simple woods to floating islands. We've done some in more modern day places as well, like just modern day cities or towns, neighborhoods. It really is just whatever you can find on VR chat, and there is a lot to pick from on VR chat. Like you could even do stuff in the back rooms if you wanted to. There's a bunch of back rooms maps here in VR chat. Like a lot. Actually, you know, I could bring you to one in particular that we've been using for it's backroom/pandemonium. Because it started off with backrooms and then it grew into something more with the RP we do. But yeah, no, the sky's the limit when it comes to where, like, what kind of settings you're looking for when it comes to RP. And that's even the thing with at least a Fractured Realm is the way the lore is set up with our RP, there is no limit. Right. Because the whole point of the Fractured Realm is it's a bunch of pieces of different realms that are just kind of mushed together into one.
So you can literally just do whatever you want.
Yeah, like you could have a cyberpunk city in one shard and then another shard, like right next door is a medieval town and so on and so forth. Really, the limit is just what you can or can't find in VR chat. And there's a lot to pick from, like a lot.
Well, if you don't mind me asking, more on the focus of you yourself, like what led you to want to start doing like streaming it and doing it on YouTube? Because that's how I found
you. Yeah. I will say, okay. So I will say first, because this is going to be a bit of an answer. I did start off on Twitch. because I had been streaming on Twitch. Like, I've been streaming on Twitch for a while. I'd been streaming games, video games and stuff, but never RP. It wasn't until I started doing the story stuff, like when I started doing story elements in RP on VR chat, that I was like, man, I kind of want to stream this. I will admit I was a bit hesitant just because of, like, I was worried that viewers might not like it, or admittedly also some personal stuff, like personal reasons why I was hesitant. But my friends pushed me, you know, it's like, hey, you should give it a shot. See how it goes. And I was like, you know what? Okay, I will do that. And I've just been going ever since. I've really enjoyed streaming on Twitch, my experience in roleplay. The reason why I started streaming on YouTube is a different story, because I don't know if you know, like, do you watch anything on Twitch, or do you normally stick with YouTube?
I normally don't use Twitch. The only time I ever use Twitch is because I'm a big Warframe fan, and I like to go over there to watch the dev streams. That's about it.
So I will say Twitch had implemented a new system, because the reason why I liked streaming on Twitch is because I could save my VODs, so I could save my streams and then have that story out there, you know? But recently, like this year, Twitch had set up a storage limit with those VODs out of nowhere. And basically gave us, like, what, a month to basically clear up all that space, or they were going to start deleting VODs at random. And I had, like, 1,500 hours worth of content, and they wanted me to reduce that to 100 hours.
Jesus.
In a month. Yeah. So that's when I was like, okay, what can I do? And I was like, you know what? I think it's time. And I had thought of it doing it for, like, a little before, for a while. But I was like, I think it's finally time to start bringing this to YouTube. So that's what I've been doing. And for those who have been watching my stuff on YouTube, I apologize for the disorganization. I am pumping like 5 years worth of VODs I have in my computer into my YouTube channel, which is going to take a lot of organization, a lot of time. But that is the goal. I'm going to try to have all my VODs uploaded on there as soon as I can. And then I got to organize it. And that is where I'm going to start having my VODs be from this point forward. I had been wanting to kind of like have the VODs on YouTube anyway. I guess Twitch just gave me that incentive. So, yeah, here we are.
Well, it sounds like you did the best you could with what you had. I mean, that does suck. I mean, I know Twitch has been facing some problems for a while now, and I didn't know about the whole storage thing. So that does suck.
Yeah, admittedly, it does suck, but it's all right because I got YouTube. So
That's pretty an interesting way of keeping them around, because like I like to sometimes save the stories that are like I just save like the chat. The chat box when there's a scene that I'm a part of that I really enjoyed, and I like going back and like just rereading through them and like remembering all the other players and the characters. But I'm also a bit of a romantic in that sense.
Yeah, I mean, I love being able to save like the VODs and my progress and the story. Like, I love being able to look back and, you know, to be able to watch those videos, because as cringy as some of them can be, especially the older videos, like, they're still good memories that I had, you know, that I don't want to lose.
Oh, yeah. I love it all. Cringiness included. And I get to be a part of it. Because I saw, oh yeah, hold on, really, really quick. I don't know if they're gonna hear this, but shout out to your friends who are twerking.
Oh God!
Oh, that made me laugh so much. I turned in and I saw that happening. I was like, what?
Yeah, no. And then like I told them that you were watching, like, because I told them that I was gonna be doing a podcast today. I'm like, hey,
guys,
remember how I told you I'm doing a podcast with this dude on this day? He's watching right now as you were twerking, and then they proceeded to twerk even more.
I saw that. I was there for that bit.
I was like,
that was pretty fun. That is pretty fun. So a shout out to those guys, because they made me giggle quite for quite a while.
Hell yeah.
Are there like, are you, I know that you, VR chat, like one of the things that makes it really nice is, one of its pros is that you can do it from the safety of your own home. But like, does this ever make you now want to like get up, dress up, go cosplay or go LARP?
Admittedly, no.
Damn, take that, LARPers.
Like, it's nothing against LARPers. It's not that I wouldn't be comfortable. I think I could do it. I guess it's more just of a matter of I just prefer VR because I can do a lot more in VR versus with LARPing. Like, this is just, this is, I think the best it will be for me personally. Cause I could be all kinds of characters. I can like do all kinds of things that I probably wouldn't be able to do in a LARPing scenario. And I'm not limited to like the specific setting that, you know, is set up for that. Like, I mean, I could be a guy. I could be a guy in VR. Yeah, I have multiple male characters now. So yeah, I think it's more, comfortable and it's more freedom.
Can I hear one of your male voices?
Well, if I do that, I gotta be into the male character. So since I am not opening my voice mod, you're getting Jinzo. Let me pull up my bird for a sec.
Oh, you guys get voice mods too. That's right.
We do have voice mods. So that is also something that could help. But why, hello there, Jinzo, at your service. I'm a wonderful bard. But yes, this is what I do for male voices.
That's fun. That's fun. Let me ask you: is there like a setting preference? Like, is there a preferred setting that you enjoy?
Let's see. I mean, I think I'm always going to have a preference for the fantasy sort of setting, you know?
However, I'm a big fan of high fantasy.
Oh, yeah. However, and this is a more recent thing. So we recently did introduce a cyberpunk city as a setting. And we have been having a lot of fun with that particular setting as well.
Wow, that is pretty fascinating. I don't think I've seen a type of... Because, like, in... like for tabletop role playing, you have to go get the rules and the system for that thing. But with VR, you can just do it. Oh my goodness. It looks complicated. It looks super complicated.
And yes, I did make this model as well. We just have a lot of fun, like with making these models. I'll tell you what. But yeah, no, it's a lot of fun, doing stuff in VR.
Does your model ever glitch out like super bad?
Oh, it has. Absolutely.
So is there like, you already answered that question. Like you're very content on staying in VR. Like you enjoy VR. You like VR. Do you ever get tired of it?
I mean, I'll be honest. I've definitely had times of burnout and stuff. Like just because like when it comes to our group of friends, we can really get into, you know, RP and stuff. And we, again, it's a campaign, a story that's been going on for five years, and we've been adding more and more as we go. So there have been times where I've had burnout, but I have learned at least to like communicate about that sort of thing. Although it doesn't happen often, whenever there is, like I do have burnout, like I'll be sure to bring it up, you know, whenever that happens. But it doesn't really happen often. And if anything, like, the times I've had burnout, it wouldn't even be so much because of the RP.
Yeah.
More so just because I would also have my own personal things going on in real life, you know? That would kind of also just make it kind of exhausting, which I've talked to my friends about before at this point.
Yeah, that's something like a lot of us role players kind of sort of don't talk about enough, is like how to handle burnout and et cetera. Because like burnout and... like people are like, you know, you don't mix, I see, like, don't mix in character and out of character, stuff like that. But like sometimes it's super hard to keep yourself separated from your character, and that's because, you know, things are tiring and you're not able to put in as much effort as normal.
Yeah.
And a lot of people look at that as like a super duper bad thing, but I don't think it needs to be a bad thing. I just think it just needs to be a thing for people to be able to be like, hey, are you do it all right?
Yeah. Like, and that's the thing that we have talked about before, where it's like, when it comes to RP, I don't think people communicate enough about like when they either just need some time to chill or they need a break or when they feel like they're burnt out. Or if there's issues that they might be having, you know, like of any kind, like there's communication, I think, is one of the biggest issues that the RP mm-hmm. community as a whole has, because not a lot of people want to, like, a lot of people don't want to, like, risk causing drama, right?
Right, yeah, of
or
course.
Issues. But because of that, they feel like they can't speak up because then they feel like they're being a problem.
Right, yeah, and it is difficult. I definitely can see that VoIP, because I've been there a couple of times myself.
Oh, yeah, I think we've all been there, but... Mm-hmm. That's why, at least like when it comes to our friend group, we try to communicate as best we can. I'm not gonna say it's always perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like nothing's ever gonna be perfect, and sometimes there's just gonna be issues no matter what. But mm-hmm. we definitely do try our best to communicate more mm-hmm. about, you know, when there's issues or when we just need a moment to breathe or, you know, whatever yeah. the topic may be.
Yeah, as we're talking about this, I'm thinking about it. In MMO role playing, there's a possibility that you would never ever talk out of character with the other player, right? You could just introduce yourselves at the bar in character and then walk away, never knowing anything about the player themselves. But in VR chat role playing, it seems like you're almost forced to interact with people out of character. Is that right?
I mean, I think it really depends, because, like, at least with my experience, right? If you need to talk to someone out of character, you know, about any situation, if it's something that's quick and short, like maybe just for a quick joke or describing an action, I mean, that's fine. That sort of thing's going to just happen sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's an issue and you need to talk to someone about this issue, right, and you don't want it to interrupt other people that are also role playing, but they're not involved with whatever is going on. Usually, either you would go invisible and then you talk in a private call with the other person, or some social maps will have a spawn box, which is where you would first spawn in the map, but it's also a place where you can talk with people out of character.
Oh, okay. So,
without interrupting other role players that are in character.
Oh, okay, so, like, there's an out-of-character area that's, like, where you spawn in at, and then, you know, everything beyond that point is in-character. That's pretty cool. That's pretty awesome.
That usually happens with more, like, either social maps or maps that are actually, that were specifically built for RP. If you're in a world, though, where, you know, that's not the case, like, obviously it wasn't built for RP purposes, that's when you would either find a more secluded spot where no one else is to discuss, or you just go invisible and then you talk with them in a call if you can. At least me and my friends, we all have an avatar we could change into if we need to go invisible.
Okay.
The DM model, if you will. And we could just have that way we're not just, like, you know, standing out in the middle of nowhere or having our characters hunched over if we take off the VR headset, you know?
Yeah, VR chat is sounding more like a almost tabletop-ish setup, except, like, not really. It's so interesting. Like, it really is fascinating to me, because, like, you're there with people, but not quite there. Like, you're not so separated where it feels like it's a computer. Do you get what I'm saying?
I think I do. That's the thing, because when it comes to VR chat, like, VR chat obviously was not made for role play purposes,
right?
You know, it is first and foremost just a social platform for you to interact with all kinds of people, but that's why there's all kinds of maps that, you know, you can go to in this game. Like, for example, if you're not doing role play and you can just go to simple hangout maps. You can go do karaoke. I've done drunk karaoke before. It's great. There's all kinds of spooky maps that you can do, especially for Halloween. Like, there's just all kinds of stuff you can do in VR chat.
Mm-hmm. Man. And so is there also, like, I'm assuming most people set up their own sort of settings, right? Like, they find what their genre is and they go there, and then that's how they start getting into it. But is there like established IP roleplay in VR chat?
Yeah, there is. There's definitely a few, and it's even reaches a point where there's going to be certain times where you can do, like, sponsor you know, yourself or what you do, depending on what it is that you do, right? And mm-hmm. I have seen sponsors or just like I don't know if I want to say like something like bulletin boards or some shit like that, but VR-esque mm-hmm. advertisements, however you want to call it. There mm-hmm. have been stuff like that for big role plays as well, although I personally don't partake in those myself, so I am not too familiar, at least when it comes to the really, really big role plays that take place. I've tried a few of them. Wasn't for me.
No, I get you. What are they like, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, first things first, it's a lot more people than, you know, what I usually RP with. So say, for example, you know, in Fractured Realm, there's like, what, 10? Like, 10 is just an estimate without me actually counting in my head. Mm-hmm. There's like about 10 of us that role play together normally. But in socials, it can go up to like 30, 40 people in a single instance.
30 to 40 people. I think I might go insane.
Yeah, there can be a lot of people. But that's the thing. That's why the maps are really big. Like, because usually when it comes to that sort of thing, the map is big enough to, you know, kind of make up for the large amount of people.
So, like, everybody's kind of, like, going off into their own little... It's a large group of small groups.
Yeah. Technically, yeah. Yeah, because, like, some of these maps are, like, entire cities, you know, or an entire, like, say, a giant academy with, like, all kinds of areas that you can explore and shit. That's what it usually would be for, like, the bigger RP, like, role plays where they have big areas because they know they're going to have a lot of people partaking in there. So there is that. There's also socials as well, which, again, socials, similar situation. When it comes to socials... It's like you could basically technically do whatever you want, because then you're entering a place where you're interacting with all kinds of characters with different lore and different ways of how their character works in terms of magic, abilities, so on and so forth.
Okay, so that's like, that literally is just a hot pot of like all different characters from all sorts of genres.
Yes, that is when you basically enter what we call the metaverse, basically. Because the metaverse is basically where, like, that hot pot is. All kinds of people can interact from all kinds of different role plays and stuff. So those are usually referred to as socials. Mm. It's so basically just a place where you can hang out with other people and stuff. If we're talking about big role plays that do more story-driven stuff, that's where, like, it gets a bit different. Because then it's not like, oh, just anyone can join in. Like, you have to sign up for it, you know, like, submit character sheets, get approved and all that jazz. And then you get to bring in a new character into this world that clearly has a story going on. So it's not just a social hangout. You're here to tell a story, you know? And, of course, you got to abide by how their world works, about, like, how their rules, all that, you know, that sort of thing. It can still be a lot of fun, though. It's just, socials can be fun. The ones that are not socials can also be fun, but I've just also seen issues. Like, the ones I've been in the past have usually never finished. They usually get canceled, actually, before it can proceed. Although I have been in one that has finished, and there is another one that is still ongoing that I just, you know, stepped away from for multiple reasons.
Well, have you set up your own worlds and stuff like that? Like, is this all yours, or did other people do this?
If we're talking about worlds, I have not made a world personally myself. I wish. I want to learn how to do it. I haven't done it. But if we're referring to, like, specifically RP... maps, like, you know, for the big RP, some of them do make commissions so that they make their own maps. Yes, like I know, for example, Arcala City is a social, and the map used for that is made, to my knowledge, by the creator of, like, the owner of Arcala City, which is Suddenly Sora. So he does have his own custom map made because he knows how to make maps.
And that's so awesome because, like, you can make... Oh, man, I really am a little jealous. You can make literally anywhere. Like, if it wasn't for the fact that I have to be doing voices, right? Like, I would be head, hook, and light. Like, I would be into this. But because of my anxiety with my voice, it's just so... It's scary is what it is. And I'm a Garrity Cat.
I will say one RP I did partake in that I did finish and I'm waiting for the next season is actually like based off of Danganronpa, if you know what that is.
No idea.
Danganronpa is an actual video game that exists, and it was even adapted into an anime. But basically, it has to do, it's a murder mystery kind of thing, a detective kind of game where you have to survive through a killing game by finding the killer and then going through trial, like these like trials, you know. It's a fun time, and there was an RP made around that, and that was fun. Doing a killing game.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Honestly, like I know I keep saying it, but I am super jealous. It looks like it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. I mean, like, for those who, you know, feel nervous or, you know, like nervous about trying it out or whatnot for whatever reason. Like, say, for example, you're nervous with your voice, right? I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, if you really want to try it out, I usually recommend trying to find a friend or, you know, someone who you might feel comfortable at least trying it out, like starting with just a small group of people or even just one person.
Mm-hmm.
And then just kind of role playing with them and then seeing how you feel about it and go from there. Cause like it's one of those things where the only way to really adjust, you know, is to jump into it and do it. But you don't have to like dive straight into a social like I did. Yeah, you know, you can start off small if that helps out more, like starting with just one or two people. So, say for example, if you ever want to, you and I could partake in a role play on here if you want. You would just have to make a VR chat account because I know you'd probably be on desktop.
Oh, probably so. You know what? When I get over my anxiety, I will absolutely take you up on that offer.
Absolutely.
Because, I'm sad I didn't get to ask this earlier, because normally what I do is nearing the end, because unfortunately we are coming to an end. I ask my guests, like, if they have any advice for any role players out there, but you just gave me perfect advice. Now I don't know what to ask you. Do you happen to have one more piece of nugget out there for anybody who's looking to get into roleplay?
Well, I mean, in the end of the day, just have fun. Like, of course, depending on what kind of roleplay you're getting into and whatnot, just have fun with creating your character and go out there, have fun, have a good time. Like, that's what I did. Like, this was, like, again, this is my very first character. She started off looking very different from how she does now. Obviously, she's gotten a lot of updates since then. And she started off like super silly, kind of like very dumb kind of character, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like even stuff like, say, with backstory, you didn't even have to think of the backstory right away. That's something that you could think of later, because that's what I did with this character. Mm-hmm. She is someone that I just wanted to do the sillies, have fun, you know? And then as time went and started doing more story, that's when I started diving into her like her backstory and whatnot, and I even got to do an entire arc based off of it, so that was a lot of fun. So yes, I've even done a little bit of DMing for roleplay as well, although I'm not the main DM, but I have done some DMing. But yeah, just you know, dive in and have fun. Yeah,
get into it, have fun, pick up on the skills for everything else later.
Yep. Listen, all the like the skills and everything, all that, it will come. It will come with it as you go for it. You'll have people to help you, of course, along the way.
Heck yeah. And that's what, as with any role-playing, role-play is a community effort for the most part, unless you're doing it solo, which is absolutely fine and valid. Well, yeah. I appreciate you. I really enjoyed this conversation. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Oh, and thank you for having me on your stream. This was so nice. Thank you, everybody.
Hell yeah.